Today, these readings are for the memorial of Saint Norbert, the founder of the Premonstratensians or Norbertines in the 12th century in Germany, Marburg, Germany. And he was a monk that was very diligent and solicitous for sanctity and his own holiness, and for helping the other monks be holy. And because of that diligence and solicitude over the things of God, he was raised higher and then made a bishop, an archbishop over that part of Germany. And so we have these readings here saying that he took his talents and he put them to work. And, you know, we think of talents that we can use for ourselves, but there are talents too that we need to use for our neighbor. There have to be bishops and priests and parents and policemen and governors and all kinds of people who have to help other people and serve them and guide them. And those are talents that need to be exercised as well. Those who are in charge of the government and government, the government of a family, a government of a country, a government of a community, etc., need to do it with solicitude. Otherwise, they can waste those talents and let things go into corruption. And those who are under their care can deteriorate in virtue, deteriorate success. Certainly a country with a bad leader can deteriorate badly and become a corrupt country, a corrupt family, a corrupt everything. So we're celebrating today this good bishop who was diligent. He tried to reform his diocese and reform his convent, his monastery, and had a difficult time reforming his diocese because the priests wouldn't cooperate. It was a time of corruption, and he wasn't actually successful in reforming them. They protested against him and gave him a hard time. But he did his job, and he was rewarded for it with his heavenly reward, and became a great saint. But we need to look in our own life and look at the talents that God has given to us. And we shouldn't think of it only as intellectual talents or physical talents. We should see every opportunity in life as a talent, every opportunity of time as a talent that I need to use. Every moment of time as a talent that I use or waste. Every work, every project that I have, every conversation that I have with somebody, everything that I do is an opportunity for grace, an opportunity to gain merit, an opportunity to serve God, an opportunity to please God, or an opportunity to waste. Every moment of time is an opportunity, a talent, a grace that we have to exercise, and we can make our entire life a masterpiece of talents that we gain merit for, we gain reward for, we gain. And that's the way we need to look at our life, and we need to be diligent and solicitous about every moment of our day. And this, if we're not concerned about this moment of time, this minute, this second, then are we going to be concerned about the next minute, the next hour, the next day? Or am I just going to take a vacation every so often? And the more vacations we take, the less talents we put into practice. The more talents we bury. We should think, I'm never on vacation. Every moment of my life is a time to serve God. Our vacation is in heaven. And here we're called to put our talents into practice, to earn reward, not so much for ourselves, but to please God and to make this world a better place, to help others to grow in holiness by our example. And many of us will have to set the example for others, those who are in our family or in our workplace. We need to use the talents to benefit our neighbor too, not just to accrue merit and rewards for ourselves, which we do, but to think about helping others. And so all of this makes life a very serious thing, a very serious life. And so there's no jokes here in this life, plenty in the next life. So let us make a masterpiece of our life, as Saint Norbert did.